Part 2.
Is there a standard selection procedure once all the applications for a post have come in? In other words, how does a hotel arrive at a shortlist of applicants to be interviewed?
Normally, when we receive CVs, the Department of Human Resources runs a preliminary filter and discards applications that don't fulfill the minimum requirements I've just mentioned. From the remaining applicants, they then select those with the best level of languages. A lot of importance is also given to how long each applicant has spent in their previous jobs.
Really?
Oh, yes. Somebody who's got experience in a lot of hotels but has only been in each a few months, well, there's something wrong there. Mm-hmm. We're not interested in these people, just as we're not interested in people who have unexplained gaps in the CV between jobs. I mean, why? What's the cause of these gaps?
So let's say you've got your shortlist. Are candidates on a shortlist still interviewed, or is some other approach used?
No, we still use interviews. But before we get to the interview stage, Human Resources makes telephone contact with the candidates that have been shortlisted. This inevitably allows them to discard more people, and those that have survived are called to interview with HR, where more candidates are discarded until we have the final shortlist.
Goodness, it's quite a complex process.
Well, it has to be. You really don't want to take on the wrong person. So, as I was saying, HR produces a final shortlist and they give it to us together with each candidate's CV and HR's impressions from the telephone and face-to-face interviews. The manager of the department, in this case me, then interviews each candidate for the last time and then chooses the best one.
With the help of the HR department and the general manager, I assume?
Well, they might give opinions, but the final decision lies with the department manager. That's only fair, as he or she is the person that's got to integrate the new employee into the team they're responsible for.